Okay, all set.
Oh, thank you. Okay, I guess we'll begin. And Tyson, you're going to start. Oh.
Okay. Ken, don't see him on yet. Joe?
Yes, I'm here, Joe Mashevsky.
Susan's on leave. Barbara?
Okay, all set.
Oh, thank you. Okay, I guess we'll begin. And Tyson, you're going to start. Oh.
Okay. Ken, don't see him on yet. Joe?
Yes, I'm here, Joe Mashevsky.
Susan's on leave. Barbara?
Here, present.
Jason? Joanna? Sharon?
I'm here.
And then Susan is out today. Phyllis?
I'm here.
Hey, Phyllis. And I'm here as well. So, we do have Cora.
Excellent. And then maybe we'll get Joe and the others too also to introduce themselves, our guests. Would you like that so you can list them, Tyson? Would that work?
Yes, I do have their names written down, but Jack Potts, can you introduce yourself, please?
Yes, Dr. Potts. I'm a psychiatrist and chairperson of the Central Arizona IOC.
Okay, and then Melissa.
Are you talking about Melissa Brown from the health plan?
Yes, just introduce okay. yourself.
Sure. My name is Melissa Brown. I work for Arizona Complete Health. I'm the Individual and Family Affairs Manager.
Okay. And then I believe it was Adriana.
Hi. Good morning. I'm Adriana Molina. I am the CRS Member Liaison with United Healthcare Community Plan.
Okay. And then we had Joanne Kotzman.
Hello, everyone. Good morning. My name is Joe Kautzman. I am the Associate Director for Banner University Health Plan, Office of Individual and Family Affairs.
And was there any, and then Frederica?
Yes. Hi, everyone. Frederica Graham with Access.
And Larry.
Larry Allen. I'm the IOC liaison for ADOA.
And was there anyone that did not introduce themselves? Okay, Barbara.
Thanks, Tyson. Beautiful. Well, welcome, everyone. Good morning. We're in the right side. I'm glad we're all inside and warm. So let's see. Let's start. I did mail out. Thank you again, Tyson. Those are beautiful minutes. I sent those out to everyone to review. Did people get an opportunity? And if so, I'll go for a motion to accept.
So moved, Joe Michelle.
Thanks, Joe.
This is Phyllis. I second it.
Thanks, Phyllis. Okay, excellent. Thanks again, Tyson. Beautiful job on that. Sorry. I had my mute on. So I'm going to just work on down the agenda for now. How about any news from Frederica first and then Larry?
Yes, I don't really have too much of an update. I just wanted to let everyone know that if you're having problems with the portal to email me, I know Susan and has been having a couple of issues. She's not here this morning, but I did speak with her and did a video conference with her this morning to try to get her back into the portal. So she's been really good about sending me emails. So if anyone else is having those problems, email me directly so that I can get you situated and taken care of. And there may be some that have password issues or locked accounts. And if you do have a locked account, depending on how long it's been, I may have to get my ISD department involved because it may go over the ability that I have to unlock it. So just a quick update on that, and that's about all. I don't have much more for today. Thank you.
Thanks, Frederica. And Susan called me this morning. She's really happy with. Thank you for helping her so much. She was real happy about all that.
No problem.
Larry.
Good morning. A couple updates. We have our fourth installment for the task force meeting coming up in the first quarter of this year. So we're looking to get that set here shortly. And we're going to be, I would like to keep that platform for all the chairs so we can have one common voice and plan. Whether it be trainings or just overall discussions regarding whatever it may be, whatever issue the committees might have. So that way we can help break down those barriers and silos that have been formed over the years. Just keep chipping away on that. So I'd like to keep that synergy going throughout the rest of the year if we can. Also looking at doing some sort of group meeting symposium, whether it's going to be cross agency meetings or if it's just going to be an excess meeting. We'll have to vet that out, talk about that, and figure out what's best for the group. So we'll kick around some ideas, whatever's more beneficial for the group, then we'll go in that direction. The other update I have for you is your guidelines. I know that's, you guys have been, talking about that and your year-end report. Those two items are still pending for me, that I need to get filed. Those are deliverables for me that I have to file at the governor's office, and they're already late. So as soon as I can get those in hand, I can turn that around and get that into where it needs to be. So, and then I will get that posted online, for the group to review, on the IOC website. Other than that, I really don't have any other updates, any questions, y'all might have, anything I can help you with.
Thanks, Larry. I'm good. This is Barbara. I'm good. Does anyone have any questions for Larry?
Nope. Well, you know how to get a hold of me. If you have any questions or concerns, drop me a note and I'll get back with you. Thanks for having me today. And I look forward to getting your reports.
Yes, I'll hopefully give you some tight deadlines in just a few minutes. By the way, thank you again. On that first task force, when are you, what's a guesstimate date or time?
Well, that's a good question. I'm thinking it's going to be sometime maybe in mid-February. I'll know something soon on that. And as soon as I know something, you guys will know it.
Excellent.
So I hope to find out something real soon so we can get it calendared and so everybody can make arrangements to be available for it. Yeah.
Oh, perfect. Thank you. Okay. Good enough.
You're welcome.
I'm going to pass. Usually we have Jason speak right now, but he'll check in if he can. Officer Winsky, he's probably out. I heard there's a lot of car crashes this morning. Anyway, and different problems in the city. So member recruitment outreach. Any committee members have any news on any member recruitment? Any leads on anyone? Member recruitment.
This is Phyllis. So I'm a little unclear after the last couple meetings about our member recruitment. Are there specific areas we're trying to recruit from, and how many positions do we have to recruit for?
Sure. We can have up to 15 members, committee members. And we pretty much have the professional ones covered, even though anybody with a professional is welcome certainly to come join. But generally, it's you know, a family member or somebody that works in the community or just anyone that's interested in working on this mission, you know, the working with this demographic. And so that's not very clear, is it? Larry, can you jump in here maybe, or even Frederick, and give a better explanation than I just attempted?
Well, it was pretty good. I mean, we're looking for, you know, 15 members is the cap where we cap the committee at. And it can be all walks of life, psychology, law, medicine, education, social work, criminal justice, public safety, providers, school teachers, members. So, you know, we're looking for all walks of life. Anybody that can, that has a passion for it and looking for a way to serve the community and serve the members, then, you know, we're open to it. I think the committee now has 9 members, so we do have openings. We have a Google platform now, so in regards to recruitment, there would be little to no driving in regards to attending these meetings, because we're going to keep this Google platform going forward, even after the pandemic is over. So it will help. It will help with recruitment. So if you have somebody in Sierra Vista, if you have somebody in Green Valley or wherever it may be in your area, then they can attend these meetings virtually, and that will help with recruitment. And then they can do then if they want to serve their particular community and do on-site visits in their community, then they're set up to do so. And I think that's where what we're looking to do. We want to branch out a little farther, so that the rural communities, so to speak, are represented. So that's kind of the speech on the recruitment end of it. And, you know, they can always go into the IOC website. They can do an electronic application, so they don't have to print, fill out by hand and snail mail it. It can be done electronically. And that application will go straight to me. And then when I receive that, I send that out to, back out to Ken or Barbara to vet that applicant out and to see if they want to, see if it's a good fit. So.
Okay. That helps. I attend meetings in other counties, Cochise County in particular, mm-hmm. Pinal County. I'm attending a meeting next week, Cochise County, and it's all on Zoom. So I'll be bringing this up to see if there's, and it's
great.
Of all kinds of community stakeholders in Cochise County, Sierra Vista, and surrounding areas. So I will definitely be talking about this committee when I meet with them next week. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Phyllis. I appreciate the help on that. And if you have any questions on that, please let me know.
Okay, thanks.
Larry, thank you. That's perfect. And Phyllis, thank you too. And we had a little discussion about this at the last meeting, the idea that since we're such a large, we encompass such a large area, that it would be really maybe easier today, now that we're using this Google Meets, to bring in some people from other areas and let them get an opportunity to see how it works and hopefully start their own IOC in their region. By the way, while I've got this in front of me, CJ had written me a couple suggestions from our last meeting, and one of them said, because we discussed this idea of how large our community is, it says the statute says that ADOA shall establish at least one IOC per GSA. Technically, you could request the ADOA establish additional IOCs due to the number of counties and the size of our southern GSA. But the point is it's probably unlikely that people would just, you know, spontaneously bring them up, because you need a certain number of members, of course, to get it off the ground. And now, whereas if they could join us for a while and get a feel for it and see the, you know, the possibilities, then they could grow their own area. So we were hoping to, now I don't get out in the community anymore, but I was hoping that some of you that might have the opportunity, you Phyllis and maybe Tyson and some of the others that are out in the community, when it gets a little safer, I'll get back out there. But the point is if we could tell people about us that way, and then see if they would come and have like three visits with us, and then if they like it, join us, and then maybe in time start their own IOC in their area. So any more other comments on that notion? Anybody? Dr. Potts, can I ask you, how are you with your outreach up there at Central? How's that going for you, membership recruitment?
Sorry, I apologize. I had to switch the mute. It's not going well. We've had a couple people. We targeted a couple people, or areas like probation officers. So we had one sit in, a probation officer sit in virtually on two meetings. But it's difficult with this not meeting in person process. And our bylaws note that we must try and fill the statutory obligations first. So we have others we could fill the committee with or have joined the committee, but we really want to go through those, as Larry was saying, that are required or recommended by the statute. So that's our priority, and that's limiting us a little bit. Thankfully, we don't have the same geographic difficulties you do. We're just Maricopa and a little bit of Pinal County. But we have not focused on membership as much, partly because of COVID.
Well, that's understandable. Can I ask how many are on your committee currently?
I believe we have, I think, eight.
Okay.
We have, and we're now with the bylaws, when getting approved, we're looking at voting and non-voting, because, as you know, about a year ago, no one from a REBA could vote, and then the legislature changed that so that we could have up to two voting members. But we only have about eight, I think.
Okay. Any idea what North, how many members North has, just out of curiosity?
I think Larry would know, or Frederick would know better than I.
Okay. Larry, do you know how many members North has? Oh, he's checking it out.
Sorry. they have 10 members.
Okay. Okay. By the way, what do they call it, y'all, when your pet shows up in your window? Isn't there a name for that? You have a buddy over your shoulder, Larry.
I know. He's calling Fred, you know, the old cartoon when, you know, he punches the clock and he sits up on the stool and he watches the traffic go by and waits for FedEx to come by to bark at. So, but.
Okay. Thanks. Okay. Any more questions? Oh, how much is the doggy in the window? I love that joke. I think that's good. All good to know. Thanks, Dr. Potts. Okay. So, okay. Now, our next category is deaths, incidents, seclusion, restraint. Now, Susan's been working on that. Anyone else, have they been able to go out and do any work on that one? I think Tyson, maybe?
I've looked at a couple, and I mean, to be honest, I looked at a couple in the past 24 hours because some of the questions Susan was asking. I was not having the challenges looking and identifying age and a little bit more specific detail on specifically on the deceased members of cause of death. So I was looking at the QOCs, which provide a whole lot more timeline and detail. I did not look at the specific IAD that might have been submitted by the provider agency. I know that you said you had got some additional information on those details, but I mean, what I looked at, both of them were reasonable responses. One looked like it was natural causes. The other was a little bit more detailed. Again, probably underlying health condition, but there was some opportunities for primary care to either be referred to or be included. While some information was obtained by that provider agency, but I didn't see any red flags stick out from the ones I did review.
Perfect. And Susan will be at our next meeting. We'll be able to touch that some more. I know that she's looked at it, but also thanks to Frederica, she's been given some more instruction. And by the way, Larry, this is an area when we get together on that task force meeting, you know, for us, is probably more mm-hmm. training on this function, because I know even for myself, I struggle when I'm trying to look at seclusion restraints. It's just awkward because it's so new for us. So maybe there's a way we can, we'll see, have more real-time practice, because in listening to Tyson for myself, I'm thinking, I don't know what he's referring
right.
to. You know, so I'm just saying that it's still it's a learning curve for sure. You know, for us working with system.
No, I understand completely, and that's something that Frederica and I can work on and work with you and maybe set up another training during one of your IOC meetings. A quick refresher training to help the group. So whenever you guys are ready for that, we can certainly look into the schedules and make sure that we get it scheduled for you.
Oh, I appreciate it. Because for some of us, I know, I think for Tyson, myself anyway, you know, getting onto the server and downloading the spreadsheet to get the numbers to look into them is going well. But once I get there, I get overwhelmed and lost. So, you know, there's a little more of the navigating the actual reports that will be.
Yeah. Barbara, I'd also like to say probably as a committee, we should identify areas of like red flags or areas that we want to specifically be looking at. So outside of just the mechanics of using the system, which is, you know, could be clunky or just something not familiar to folks, is also in the quality review or the clinical review, like what are we looking at for red flags that we would want to then bring back to the committee to discuss and potentially recommend for follow-up as a group.
Excellent. All
great. That's a great idea, Tyson, and I think that's the way to approach it. So that way we can maximize your the effort that Access is going to give you and to do a good focus review on the issues, on the reporting. So.
Perfect. Thanks again, Tyson. That was good. Okay, and as far as seclusion restraint, I wish I had, but I don't have anything. Has anybody else looked at seclusion restraint reports? Anybody? Okay, we'll move on. Board and care, that's again on, unfortunately, hold. And Melissa, I know that we asked you about eventually getting us a listing of the board and care sites. But again, with the way things are sounding, I'm listening closely to the COVID news. It's not looking like it's any time too soon. But may I ask, Melissa, how long does it take, you know, just so I can tell Ken, how long would it take to get a list back together of the board and care sites that we can visit, the unlicensed ones?
So I am working with the providers to get the boarding home report reinstated, but as you know, due to COVID, they're not making those physical visits out to the boarding homes. They are still required to maintain contact with the members. So they're trying to do that by reaching the members that do have active cell phones. That way, they're trying to contact the boarding home owners. But as you know, Barbara, that's not always the easiest task to get a hold of those boarding home owners. And it's also a lot of times not easy to get a hold of the members on their cells, and some of them don't have cells. But again, they are required to still maintain contact. So I'm working with them to find out how they're doing that and what system they're using. I do, like I said the last time, I have to give them some time to prepare the report. So I wouldn't think that it would go longer than our next meeting. I should have something prepared for you by then for sure.
Oh boy, that's excellent. That's wonderful. Thank you. Thank you. Even though I totally understand why it's difficult, and I also believe it'll be a couple months before. Personally, I'm thinking a couple months before we can get out there. But, you know, we can always hope. So anybody have any comments or questions about board and care? Anyone else? No? Okay. Special populations, Phyllis and Sharon?
Hi. So schools are, most school districts are looking at doing the hybrid starting in the next week or two, depending on the district and the schools. Families are still, I'm getting more and more referrals, self-referrals from families that are really struggling with this whole remote learning. Kids who are having behaviors that they didn't used to have, or their behaviors that they had are being exacerbated. Also, the Arizona Complete Health is doing a bunch of training on suicide awareness, aimed at parents, caregivers, schools, to because of the increase in depression and suicide thoughts, attempts throughout the country because of the pandemic. So at the Foster Kinship Adopt Forum, we had in December, maybe it was November, we talked about the prevalence and the increased risk for these kids. So Arizona Complete Health is doing a lot of trainings in the next couple of months, suicide awareness, trauma-informed lens. And then in April 1, Mercy Care will be taking over that population, the CMDP population. And Mercy Care is attending the last couple of months of meetings with the foster care, foster kinship adopt committee. And they're trying to do a warm handoff for that population of kids. It's huge. It's a huge population, unfortunately, because it's the kids in out-of-home care where DCS is a guardian. So that's happening. And I've been meeting with the Family Involvement Center has been meeting with Mercy Care as preparation for that changeover. That's part of what we do. I haven't heard a lot of families concerned yet. I don't know how much of it they're aware of. The hope is that it will be seamless, that the services families are getting March 31st, they will still be getting April 1st, but that will not change. That came from Mercy Care, and that's come from the group that Sharon and I meet with, that we don't want to see any kind of gap, a hiccup. Families get the same thing, and there's no impediment to the families getting the services by a families and foster families and kinship and adoption families. That's right now.
Oh, thanks, Phyllis. That's a lot. That's a lot.
Sharon, did you want to offer anything from what you know about that population?
I think for foster care, so DCS is continuing to go into the homes. Foster care agencies are trying to do the best they can with COVID protocols and stuff like that, and talking to the homes. We have a checklist before we go into the foster homes, of course. We are in person doing a lot of stuff in the homes again. There was a period of time last year where we were doing only things virtual. Right now, we are doing things virtual for trainings, but home visits and everything have started up again and are going full swing. Watching the COVID numbers, just making sure we're being safe as staff. And the families are being safe too, and talking to them constantly about what they are doing in the community and keep themselves safe. I know foster care agencies, I met yesterday with quite a few of them here in Pima County, and everybody's in the same boat, just making sure that taking safety protocols, how can we help these families through this, making sure that they get their behavioral health services, which is huge. There are a lot of kids that need the in-person piece, and they haven't been getting that, so we're advocating for that. I know for our agency specifically with Intermountain Foster Care, we are expanding our program up to Yuma, which we've been doing, but we now have 30-something homes up in the Yuma region. So not only are we in the southern parts of Arizona for Cochise and Santa Cruz counties, Pinal counties, Maricopa County, and Yuma County, but in Pima, we're also doing developmental homes as well for adults and children. So we're definitely expanding as an agency for the foster care portion. Just keeping everybody up to date as far as what we're doing with that. Working with Access and working with the Family Focused Treatment Association for Therapeutic Foster Care, because that's still a huge thing and we're trying to recruit for that. But again, with recruiting, it goes along with what you guys were talking about earlier with recruiting for this council. Everything's been kind of slow because of COVID. Watching for that, and then I know schools are going back to somewhat hybrid or in person. I know out here in Vail, the kids went back in person yesterday, but they are doing a hybrid, so they're shortened days or every other day and stuff like that, depending on the age of the kid. And the snow is always fun, so that's a good fun thing for today that we're experiencing. So
thanks, Sharon. True. Thank you.
Okay.
Anyone have any questions for our special populations folks? Anyone? Well, it'd be nice, Sharon, if we could maybe entice somebody from that Yuma region over there to come on board with us, perhaps.
If our committee allows for the other counties to join in, like I said, we have staff in all the regions, and I can definitely get some of our staff to come on from those regions if that's something we want to do.
Absolutely. Our coverage is just immense. It's all from California to New Mexico, you know, Tucson, Southwest and East, right? And Larry and Frederica. Yeah, I was a little surprised.
Correct.
When I was working on the bylaws at how large our region is, and Yuma's definitely that's ours. And
We have one staff out in Yuma. Like I said, we just one of their agencies, HRT, just closed their doors in Yuma. So we took their families, which has been a good thing and overwhelming for me, but it's been a good thing. But I can definitely talk to our staff to see if they want to join our next meeting. And I saw in our bylaws that we also Southeast region for, it looks like Santa Cruz and Cochise. I can get our staff to join for that too. Because they all, I mean, we are a close group. So I definitely talk to them several times a day. So Pinal County depends on how far we go in Pinal County because we have a group up there. And like I said, Maricopa, I know that's central region with Mr. Potts, but we have that as well. So I can definitely refer people that way for Intermountain Foster Care.
Okay. Oh, perfect. Thank you. That'd be excellent. Okay. Let's see here. Okay. Administrative. We're on item 6 now. Bylaws. So thank you all for your input, feedback. I've added and made some changes to the bylaws once again, and they're looking tighter yet. And I ran across this email sent to me by CJ last month, and I was tickled because you'd ask me, Tyson, it says, are we looking at limiting the terms that can be served by an officer of the committee? And she had suggested to put in there the verbiage would be, IOC membership terms shall last for 2 years and can be renewed upon majority vote at the end of each term. There is not a limit in the number of terms a member can serve concurrently. which is wonderful because it seems that as we do get on a any position, we're here for quite some time. So I think if I can get any feedback on that, I think I'm going to actually slip that sentence in there. I like that personally. I think that sounds good. Does anybody have any? And again, thank you, Joe. Joe, if you're still there. Again, for his
I'm still here.
Good.
Because I'm still here. You know, I assume that we're still talking about the terms of membership for the committee members not being limited to two consecutive terms.
Correct. This was regarding the IOC membership terms. It says they shall last 2 years and can be renewed upon majority vote at the end of each term. We don't really go to that formality, but it's there. And it says there is not a limit on the number of terms a member can serve concurrently. So in other words, a member can be on unlimited, because that's basically what we need. Because as you know, and I know, gosh, I've been on since 2008. And of course, you and Ken have been there way longer than that. And others have been here. So does that sound pretty good, Joe? It
sounds good, but I'm looking at the last draft you sent out, and it does state in there members may serve two consecutive terms, period.
Okay, but that's what I'm saying is I'm going to put in there a semicolon. There is not a limit on the number of terms a member can serve concurrently. So in other words, I'm going to say that there's not a limit on how many terms, okay?
All right. Yeah, that's fine with me. I agree with it. That's 100%.
I had that here, which is, you know, I got quite a few comments back, but I really like the sound of that. Any other comments from anybody? Do you like that?
So, Barbara, this is Tyson. I mean, it sounds like, I don't want to put words in Larry's mouth, but there was a strong recommendation that we pass the bylaws because it's a deliverable along with our annual report. So, I mean, I'd like for the committee to potentially maybe even with as amended in that section that you just read out, maybe have a motion that we approve so we can just move forward with it.
I couldn't be happier with that.
I might be the minority, but I think we just probably need to get it done.
Yes. Okay. Any other comments? I'm on board with that. I can make this last amendment because you do have the most current version again has yesterday's date on it, or whatever's date, the 24th, I think, whatever. I'm looking at the 12:30. That's not right. Anyway, the point is yes, I like that suggestion. So I'll need a motion to accept these bylaws so that I can. I don't know how that works exactly, Larry. Do I send them to you first for further massaging, or how does this work once we as a committee are happy with it?
Yeah, once the committee decides that that is going to be your guidelines, then you send to me. I will post on the IOC website for 30 days for public comment. Then at that time, we'll take it down, take into account any other public comments that were given online. We'll take those into the account, and then I'll get those over to my director for him to sign off on. And then I will get that loaded on the IOC website and attach that to your committee next to your members. So it's the phase two of the website. I'm going to do a website revamp. So phase two will be to put those guidelines in place attached to your committee. So that's the process. So. Once you get them approved, then we have, 45-day process to get it loaded, all that good stuff, signed off on, and then put back on the website. Then I'll send that back out to the committee once approved.
Understood. I'll take a motion to accept.
Barbara, I'd like to make a motion that we accept the draft bylaws with the change to Article 2, Section A that you read to us.
Thank you, Joe. Will do. Can I get a second?
Second.
Tyson, thank you. Okay, good enough. I'll do this, and and I'll get it off to Larry right away. So thank you.
Barbara, I think we have to hold a vote.
Oh, thank you, Tyson. Everybody, okay, can I hear ayes?
Aye.
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 Anybody? No? Nay? Okay. We'll enter that as we've accepted that. Thank you. Thanks, Tyson. Okay, now the annual report. Again, there had been an arrangement that Susan wanted to do that, and then ran into a couple little personal things came up, and so I'm working with her closely to get that going quickly so we can get it out the door. So Larry, I'm praying that I can. She allows me to email her every day, she said, to remind her and do anything I can. I sent her everything I had in my files to help on that project. So I'm telling you in the committee that we'll have that annual report. we'll be able to vote that in. It'll have to be our next meeting. Larry, will that work? Please say yes.
That's going to be end of February. I really can't wait that long.
I see. Okay.
I would like to have it done by the end of the month. Okay. That's kind of the deadline I gave other IOC committees. Okay. It makes it hard because we're going to be moving this year. We're moving to the statewide fiscal year on the reports, and the manual actually states that the actual annual reports are from July 1st through June 30th. So come June 30th, I'm going to start asking for your report again. So now we're getting into, you're getting so close. So I think we just need to get your report finished, submit it, and then let's move on and get back on track for this upcoming year. The actual report itself is due November 1st for me. So I want to get back on time with my deliverables. I know the past couple of years have been, the manual was late getting published. Therefore, it pushed it back, and then COVID this year. So we need to try to get back on track and get back on time with the reports. So I kind of like to get the report done as quickly as we can.
Noted. I will. I'll get that done. Somehow, some way, we'll get that done. And
Barbara,
yes.
Whatever you have, if you and Susan worked on, if you send it out to the group, maybe we could all give feedback to you by the end of the week, and then get it off to Larry by the 1st, which is next Monday.
I'll mention that to Susan. I overnighted everything I had to her like a month and a half ago. So, and then she ran into some health issues. And And anyway, the point is she's got everything I've got. I will tell her exactly what was said today, and that we have 2 weeks, almost 2 weeks. We have a week and a half. Well, anyways, but that's a wonderful suggestion. I'll tell her that it's got to be done, and that we will get it out to y'all. And because I'm sure she'll want some input. I'm not sure of that. I don't know what she has in mind. She used to do them over the years. And I'm just going to tell her it needs to be quick and clean. It doesn't have to be, anything spectacular. I may even lean on Dr. Potts. Have you submitted yours? I don't mean to put you on in an awkward place, but Dr. Potts, have you submitted yours? I might even work with North and Central to see their shortened vision of the annual. I don't know. Does that work, Larry?
I have not submitted ours. I promised Larry he'll get it. And also, I have reviewed the Northern, so you should download what they have and the state hospital, at least the state hospital one. So I would use those. So you know what? You just magic it, as one of your colleagues said. get it out and just talk about COVID and regrouping things. It doesn't have to be much. I think he just wants a letter, who's working, what you've done, what you want to do, any glitches, et cetera. And it can be a couple pages. I think that would be adequate. I'm wondering if Mr. Allen's going to be putting the heading on it from the ADOA, as I saw from Ashish, or will they just all be sort of put together, you know, and with our own heading, our own letterhead, and then you just attach them, or I'm not sure how that's going to go. But anyway.
Yeah, Jack, once I have everything together, I will I match it up and segregate it out so it's easy to read and easy to follow from committee to committee. But yes, Barbara, if you go to the manual, the IOC manual, there is a section in the manual regarding the annual report, and it kind of just breaks out the talking points that the committee can touch on. So it's fairly easy to follow. If you need me to send that to you, I can copy and paste that to you. And then you guys can, and like Dr. Potts said, you know, tell your story. I mean, COVID's the story for us, and your lack of on-site visits with, you know, not being able to do those, that's a big part of that as well. So, and then maybe if you have solutions to that problem, you know, by all means, put it in your report. So that way, you know, the community stakeholders can review that and make a determination. Well, you know, that's pretty good. You know, let's take a look at that. And so that's what they're looking for. And I'll be happy to send that to you too, if that helps, out of the manual.
Yes, it would. Thank you. I'll make sure I have it, then I can share it with Susan and say this is it, and we've got a week and a half. And Tyson, I'll see about sending it out to the rest. Hopefully, we can get this done. Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Potts. Thank you, Tyson. Thanks, Larry. Okay. Oh, that's wonderful. Okay. Hang on here a minute. Where's my? I misplaced my. Here we go. So then, we've already touched on training and the different assignments. So let's move on to REBA and provider updates. Do we have anyone have any updates for us from the community at large?
This is Joe with Banner Health. We have no current updates at this time.
Thanks, Jill.
This is Sharon. I was just going to ask if there's any way we can, if anybody has any resources, to reach out to Mercy Care to see if we can have them start attending, because I don't know if a lot of people are aware, but the CMBP contract changed from Arizona Complete Health to Mercy Care. So I know Melissa Brown is on here, and she's been a great representative for Arizona Complete Health. So I didn't know if you guys have any contacts, so we can reach out to them to start having them possibly attend.
I think, you know, Sharon, those foster kinship adopt council meetings are no longer housed in our individual and family affairs department, but I can reach out to the folks at Arizona Complete Health that are currently the children's department, who's currently doing those meetings, and definitely ask them if somebody from Mercy Care can attend. I think that would be a good idea. So I can definitely reach out to them.
Yeah, I know Jennifer Kent is setting something up for the council meetings to switch over, but I just didn't know in regards to this meeting how we can work together with them, as they'll be doing a lot of the CMBP, which is the child's foster care.
Right. Yeah, I can reach out to Jennifer and see if we can hopefully get somebody from Mercy Care to come and attend.
We had someone from Mercy Care at our meeting routinely. I think it's Lori, Frederica, or Larry might know, but someone from Mercy Care attends our Central Arizona IOC routinely.
This is Joe from Banner. Her name is Laura Pinkowski.
I'm not sure if is she from the children's department for Mercy Care?
Well, she'll be able to help guide us, you know, to who, or, you know, guide the committee. She's with the Office of Individual and Family Affairs, so.
Right. Well, I'll reach out, and if somebody can reach out to her, I don't think that would hurt, but I'll out to Jennifer so she can make sure that we get somebody from the children's area for Mercy Care to attend.
If I may, I think Laura is the representative for the IOCs, the SMI population. If you want someone specific mm-hmm. for children, then that's a different issue. But she does represent right. us for the SMI by contract.
Right, that was what I was saying. I'm sure she can get somebody. She knows somebody that works in the children's department through Mercy Care, but I can reach out to Jennifer, and if somebody wants to reach out to her too, or we can figure something out.
Sounds good. That'd be wonderful. Sharon, do you? Okay. I guess Sharon would be best if you could please reach out to her.
I'll put Melissa on the email too. I'll reach out to both of them to say, you know, we have this, and I'll email Jennifer and put Melissa on it.
Oh, of course.
Thank you.
Okay, that sounds great. And thank you. Did anyone else in of our providers have anything for us?
Hi, this is Adriana with United Healthcare. We do not have any updates at this time.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
I do have one announcement, Barbara. This is Melissa Brown from Arizona Complete Health. We're starting moving our certified family support training to a virtual setting, so it'll be online. Those are going to start up in March. So if you're not familiar with what a family support partner is, it's a person that has either adult or youth. That has gone through the behavioral health system. So folks that get this credentialing can work at the provider level or in the community as a family support professional. It's open to everyone. You don't have to be a member or a provider to attend the training. And again, those will start up in March, and I can send information out to the committee. So some more details on what the training entails, and then a schedule. And I'll send that out to everyone.
Okay, terrific. Thank you. And I'll distribute that. That'd be excellent.
Thank you, Bryn.
That would be great. By the way, is that, Melissa, is that similar to NAMI's? They have some different trainings along those lines. Is it similar?
Yep. Yeah, it is similar. It's similar to that. NAMI does have a family support credentialing training, so it's similar.
Okay. Good enough. Okay. That's excellent. I'm glad you'll have that, and especially virtual. That'll make life, that'll be wonderful.
Okay. Yeah. We're excited to get them started virtually.
Yes. I'm actually starting to, this is growing on me. Last but not least, I do have Dr. Potts. I put in here updates from North and Central IOCs, if anybody's on the call. And again, I appreciate that you're here. Do you have any updates for us from up north? Or Central, I should say. Central.
Well, we're seeing a little bit of snow on the mountains around us, which is not as much as you guys are seeing. Thank you. Couple thoughts. We met last week, and we realized that there's been some, we've had issues with getting the annual report done, as well as getting the bylaws. We voted on the bylaws, and one of the ways we did this, by the way, was had a motion that myself and someone else could edit the bylaw to add a phrase or two that we all agreed on, just to actually get the exact wording down, and so we could forward it. And you may want to do that with just thinking the annual report. You may say, hey, let's get a motion that the annual report can go out and get input by members so that you are authorized to send the annual report by committee before voting on it again. But anyway, we've done that to expedite to get it to Mr. Allen. Secondly, we've had Magellan. I don't know if Magellan is down in your area, but they've changed over. They were taken over by a Molina Complete Care. So we have a representative from Magellan at our meetings who informed us of that. I don't know if you have someone from Magellan, if you have Magellan representing
clients. I don't know that. I don't know that, Dr. Potts. I don't know about Magellan. Tyson or anybody else? Does anyone else know about that?
Barbara, there was a participant in December, I believe, for Magellan that was on our call.
Okay. And there, I believe all of the provider agencies are mandated to attend the meetings. Just an interesting thought. And next point, Mr. Allen agrees that I think we talked about a symposium and just having a meeting maybe for some training or some discussions later in the year where all IOCs and IOC members can sort of participate just as to get together and talk about how we look at different issues. And I thank you for, I've actually joined one of your meetings years ago, came in person, but I think this helps me get good ideas because you folks have been doing a lot better in IAD reviews than we were doing for years. And I've learned a lot from you and from Dorothy up north. So as you've done, we put us on the agenda so you know, we can learn from each other. What I may do for Central Arizona is make the chairs of the other three IOCs, including State Hospital, ad hoc members. And I'm wondering what Mr. Allen thinks, that ad hoc members of the IOC, so you can talk and participate, but not vote. That way, it's not just a call to the public. But furthermore, I think being on the agenda permits us to sort of interact as we've been doing today, if that's helpful to the committee. I know it is. It was helpful when you attended before, Barbara. But other than that, we have nothing else to really report. We're focusing on some issues we have with guardians, that guardians are not being informed in a timely fashion of change of meds or other care issues with their wards, and that's one of the issues we're going to be doing, trying to deal with, and get that on. Secondly, we're looking at trying to get us someone who can facilitate a meeting, hopefully for next session, just to look at goals and objectives for the next year or two, so we can narrow down a little bit of what our focus is, based on what the statutory requirements are. Anyway, thank you for letting me participate. Does any of your team have members or questions for me?
We'll check. By the way, thank you. That's all good and well. Thank you. And I'm really appreciative that you are able to attend. And hopefully we can get someone from North to join in, because this is a good way to attend. Does anybody have any questions for Dr. Potts and Central? Anyone? No? Okay. I do have a quick one for you. You know, we generally have an annual get together, Dr. Potts, you know, an annual where all the committees, we meet up in Phoenix coming up this time of year sometime, but I don't know if we're not going to be able to pull that off. Any ideas about maybe Larry or somebody helping us host a Google Meets, you know, as three committees? Any thoughts on that?
Well, my thought would be that would be sort of meet the thoughts of a symposium. Maybe do that instead of the annual. I know we've done it hit and miss over the years. I was out of the country last time you met. But that may be an idea, and maybe doing it in a couple months where we can then look at having a couple presentations. But that's that I think would fit the bill for what we were looking at, Mr. Allen, for a symposium, just a get together, brainstorming with some education. What do you think, Larry?
Well, I think it's a great idea, and I think all the committees would benefit from that. We just need to pick a time. It certainly can be done through the Google Meets platform, maybe the chairs can select the agenda. Y'all can discuss your agenda items and your committees and what you want to focus on, and then we'll work on getting that set up. And I think it's very doable. It's just picking a date and time, and that works for everybody, and let's do it.
Yeah, we were going to meet the chairs. Remember, we were meeting previously, the chairs of the IOCs uh-huh. were meeting on a monthly or bi-monthly basis. Probably 6 months ago, can we reinstitute that? Maybe meet, what do you think? No, Ken's out there with Barbara. You know, that was helpful. We just sit, you know, and we can do that ourselves, essentially. But I think that was helpful to get the four chairs together and just talk for maybe a half hour, 45 minutes, and we can set up the end of the meeting again.
Yeah, sure. I mean, we can look at doing something in February, if you like. I will send out an email to the group and see if we can get something set up. If evening's better, then we can do it, you know, 5 o'clock. Or if we can do it during the day, whichever's easier.
I'm on board for that. Just make it a little later. My whole push right now is to get that annual and get these bylaws through, and then we'll get Ken on as far as dates for that. I'll feel, Dr. Potts, you too probably, so relieved when we can get back up to snuff. And
agreed.
Yes, that'd be so. Late February, I'm on board. I think it's a marvelous idea. Yeah. So that's again an excellent suggestion. So let's work toward that. I like that. Because, again, I don't know exactly when we're going to be able to get back together. So, okay. Well,
may I offer one more thing?
Yes.
Is your committee, I think you mentioned the Department of Health Services website with the map, interactive map of the residential facilities. Are you familiar with that?
Say that again.
It's a Department of Health Services interactive map, where you can click on, you can see all the licensed residential or developmental disabled or other facilities. And I can email that to you, but it's a site that I heard you mention something earlier in the meeting about site visits and place, but it tells you where all the licensed programs are, and then you can click on it and tells you the phone number, the license number, et cetera.
I don't know about that. Tyson, is that, or Sharon, are you familiar with that? I don't know of that. Because what you could do, if you send it, I will distribute. Thank you. But Tyson?
No, but it would probably be good for us to have as we're looking at visits, hopefully in this COVID, maybe not COVID-free, but COVID-reduced year, hopefully.
Yeah, I thought it might be. It gives phone numbers and it doesn't give numbers of beds. I will email it to you within a few minutes, you and Ken, and then you can disseminate to your team.
Oh, I appreciate it. Thank you. Will do. I'll make sure that gets out. Thank you. Okay. If no one else has any questions or comments or so forth, I'll take a motion to adjourn. That we can get out and make snowmen before it's all gone.
This is Phyllis. I move to adjourn.
Thanks, Phyllis.
Second.
Thanks, Tyson. Thanks, everyone. Please stay safe and warm. And I look forward to talking to you soon. And, one last thing. Thank you, Dr. Potts. Larry, what about that notion if I should take a motion to accept the, what do you call it, the annual... however he worded that, whatever he said, I liked it, you know, before, so we can get it to you sooner than later, so I can forward it to you.
If I may, what we did is that there was a motion to permit the chair and one other member to finalize the report and sound after having received input by such and such date or whatever. That way you're authorized to do so, and it's a committee vote and does, you know, because they know what they want. But that's how we did it. But anyway.
So, Larry? I've lost Larry.
Yes.
Hi, Lo. What about this idea that can I go ahead and ask for, I'm not sure how to word that again. Dr. Potts, do it again for me, please. Thank you.
Accept, entertain a motion to authorize you and maybe one other member to finalize the annual report after receiving input by the 30th of January, and that you are authorized to finalize and send out on behalf of the committee as a whole.
Okay, like so Susan Heider and myself would like to entertain that notion to our committee. I'm putting it out there for, can I do that, Larry? Just like that?
Yes, that's fine. As long as your committee agrees to it and votes on it and they're agreeable to it.
Okay. Committee?
Totally up to your committee.
Okay. Well, I'll have you here. I will be sure to whole committee to send you whatever we're going to submit, of course. But I'd like to get it done by the 30th, so I don't know how else to get together with y'all. Can somebody put a motion out there to let Susan Heider and Barbara forward the annual report? How's that? To Larry for review. Does that sound pretty good?
I make a motion to reconvene and accept the ability for Barbara and Susan to finalize the annual report with limited feedback from the committee.
I second it.
And then adjourn again.
Yeah. You hadn't voted on adjourning. You had not voted on adjourning, so you're covered.
Thank you, Dr. Potts. I think we just split her in. Okay, is that you?
I second Tyson's emotion.
Okay.
Second Tyson's motion.
Come on, let's go play in the snow. Let's go.
Yes, let's do